Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Alex E. Talander here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022, but for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium. Alrighty, so episode 31. Yes, one is still the loneliest number. So an obvious copy to the previous season's opener, which was the loneliest number. And also, of course, referencing the song One is the Loneliest Number, which was used, I believe, on the X-Files movie soundtrack. I can't remember if I said that before, but that's kind of a nerd little reference there. As a massive X-Files fan, I wanted to use that. So speaking of music, this leads into the thing you notice pretty much right away as the season kicks off, that music is a huge deal for this season. It sets a tone for everything, gives feeling to it, and also is a kind of marker to tell you whose story we're getting and from what viewpoint, what's kind of going on. I wasn't able to have Chris write all the music for this season. It would require too much work for him. And because he's a full-time teacher, he only has so much time, and voicing the part of Jake was more important than having him write a ton of music. So a lot of this music I got online for free. That was like the open source through the Free Music Archive. And so it was a lot of kind of combing through that and finding the right kind of music. I already had in mind what kind of music I wanted for Monica, and then what kind of music I wanted for Jake, and what kind of music I wanted for Steve or Dave at this point. Steve hasn't been revealed yet. He will be later on in the season. And so I was very selective in kind of picking each of the pieces and the ones that fit well. What was kind of fun with it was that a lot of the music I picked had these kind of moments where they would stop, where the music would stop and then continue on again. So it was almost like this poignant moment. And while it wasn't, I didn't script it that way with the voice acting, it ended up working more often than not that it would be a big moment where all of a sudden the music would stop and something would be revealed and then the music would keep on going again. So it worked. They really meshed well together. I did use kind of one specific piece of music per episode just set on repeat. I felt this was, well, one, it was easier on me mainly, but I felt it also worked really well for the episodes in not distracting the listener too much with the different kinds of music possibly going on. It's just the same one going over again and kind of setting the pace for the episode and not having you have to work too hard at being distracted potentially by the different, if there was different music or anything like that. I wanted it to be kind of part of the set dressing, but not taking over too much with the episode as some music can do. And again, it was kind of, I was copying a little bit from the previous season where I did use Chris's music, but again, just using that one piece repeated over and over. And I felt because, again, this season was much like the last one, individual characters and kind of revealing a lot about them as they were relaying what was going on with them, it worked well, I think, to just have that single piece of music kind of going over and over again to set the tone and the feel for the episode. And of course, of how well having music kind of fills the space really well when you'd have the character like saying something and then thinking about it, you can have that music draw out for 5 to 10 seconds as the character's thinking this and as you, the listener, potentially is thinking about what they're thinking about, and then having them continue on, it all worked really well. I was, as I said, going through a strong similarity with the start of the previous season with Monica being all alone, but this time it feels different for her. She has more confidence. She considers it a challenge of her being stuck in this place again. And, you know, she spent that last time going through a catharsis and learning and improving herself. And this time being stuck in the same place while she's kind of at point A in some ways again, it is a different place. And she's a more evolved, stronger person this time. And she's not going to let it kind of judge her or control her in any way. She's going to call the shots and she's going to find out what she wants to find out and get the answers. There's a reference in this episode that there are multiple doors to Ostium, potentially other Inception chambers, but do they all lead to the same? That was put in there as another question that we'll get potentially answered later on, but it does kind of pose the question of whether these other Inception chambers, do they all lead to the same Ostium town? Do they lead to a different one? I even dropped the number in there that there are 12 of these Inception chambers. So that'd be something I'll have fun exploring. I've got a note here. I'll have fun exploring that later on, I think, in a future season, what that might potentially mean, because we don't get to see it in this season. I also talk in this one, you get to see, because it's a different Monica, you get to see that she now has a kind of connection to Ostium because of what she went through in her kind of finale storyline, which was in the 6th episode, I think, of season 3, of what she went through and how she went through all that food area and then went through this weird tunnel, had all the strange sounds and everything going on and whatever it was, the blackness coming after her, and was able to make it through and out the other side through this small space, which shouldn't have been possible, but she was able to do it. And so my point in this, starting this episode here, is that she's now evolved and become more aware that she has a connection to Ostium, much like Jake has. Not to his extent, probably, but she has something that's making her be a part of Ostium and be inseparable. With this episode, we kind of have more of a mystery developing here of what Monica is trying to solve. There's a chance that there might be someone else here that she doesn't know. Might be like it's going to other doors in Ostium, but she knows where to go. She's familiar with these places, so she's able to kind of look for things, kind of discover things, look out for stuff, kind of find out where there's some answers for her. You get a chance to, give me a chance with this episode as I was setting it in a new place to kind of go more into detail with tech and story from this Ostium network, this new place now, and then kind of talk about things of the past and how they're looking now in the future. So yeah, I was talking a lot about in this episode where you have this old Gibraltar here, but it's also the Ostium network is something new. And so in some ways you're seeing, you know, a futuristic modern place, but it's something that's been almost like abandoned for a while, disused in some ways because she's there all alone. She doesn't know how long it's been at this point. And I was definitely kind of making a little reference there to Stephen King's Dark Tower series, which is very much a, where in this certain world, you've got all this future tech and stuff, but it's, you know, it's past its age. It's in a new age now, and it's kind of all used and old. And that's kind of a little bit of what I was going for here. But the difference, real big difference here is while it may look kind of old and dusty, everything still works just fine. I got a note here, Dwayne, about the coffee. As I love tea as much, I wanted to put a note in about how much I enjoy coffee too. So that's why I had to bring that in there. Monica gets to have fun here in the Ostium network, as opposed to where she was before, because it's somewhere she knows and is familiar with, but there's no one else here. So she gets to do whatever she wants. She gets to go wherever she wants, and there are no repercussions. So there's kind of a freeing element to it that she definitely didn't have anywhere else before. There's also a part of it where she's not totally sure necessarily that there's no one here. She's just pretty sure. So she can just do whatever she wants, be as noisy as she wants, make as big of a mess she wants. And this will then kind of help her prove if there is someone else potentially here, they'll know about it because of the noise and racket she's making. Again, as a kind of new place for her, it's a familiar place. She has her old things here as she discovers when she goes to her old apartment. And so there's an immediate connection there that was kind of fun to play with her being able to connect to her old world that she thought she'd been, you know, permanently separated from and is now able to return to. But again, I'm hinting here that this might be a different Ostium network to her one, but there's enough similarities here where all the particular things of hers, her objects, her data pad, things like that are still here. I did want to drop the bombshell with the data pad where the message she reads on there was sent from 10 years ago to give an idea of how long it's been and that just how long this place has been abandoned, how much could have potentially changed, and kind of how long it's been with her doing all these different things, that how long away she's been. But again, because this is a time travel show, it's all kind of relative. So what might seem like a short time for her, in fact, for this Ostium network was a lot longer. And with the data pad also, it gave me a chance to kind of give some of past Monica through her data pad entries of what life was a little bit like. And I actually even did a whole separate little mini series of her data pad entries on Patreon, which if anyone hasn't heard them, they're all up there. And then as she's reading them and kind of remembering them, it's definitely a blossoming moment of nostalgia as she's realizing how much has changed and gone wrong, and that she, you know, with that comes regret and sadness.
Hold up. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
That actually, one of the things you said there about the data pad, actually about it being 10 years, the message was 10 years old. I initially thought, and it was reinforced as the episodes went on and we learned more, but it was completely wrong. My theory was completely wrong.
Oh, so I sent you down a, what do they call it? A red herring?
Yeah. I initially thought, we're seeing something that happened in the future, but this is time travel. So they're going to get together. They're going to go back and they're going to prevent whatever happened from happening. And that just never happened.
Well, I guess there's still a chance, right?
Yeah, it's always possible. But yeah, I was pretty sure that, especially, I think it would have been by like episode five. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh right. Yeah. So things are going, they're going to figure out what went wrong and then go back and stop it from happening. And then by the end of the season, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's not going to happen. So I do have a question.
Okay.
Monica posed it and I don't think she ever answered it. Do you know, or is it something you can answer? What does power the Ostium network?
Yes. And you do get some hints of it in this episode. But it is, and in season six, you will get more hints. Actual more details, like partial answers, should I say, not the complete answer, because it's a building thing, partly because I'm working out as I'm going along what it is, the full story, but also I don't want to give everything away right now because of how it all connects further along down the line. So you will get more and eventually find out everything, but it takes a while. Be patient. then we do have, so then she does go to one of the places she wasn't allowed to go to, Monica does, where she finds kind of the barracks area of these same, you know, security people that came to Ostium and who she thought she'd kind of sent to their doom. So there's kind of a resonance there that hits her that she, you know, says she's over it, but she isn't really. You get to see inside of one of the restaurants in the Ostium network and kind of how everything works. Little hints. I don't think I make a reference, but I'm saying here in my notes that it's almost like it's being run on some giant, you know, nuclear powered station sort of thing. Like a, I'm thinking like a, and you know, a spaceship that's just drifting through space that will run on indefinitely through this nuclear power, even though there's no one there. So that's a possible hint that it might be that, but it's not that. And then the other kind of bombshell was the food with the expiration date was just something to kind of give it something concrete to make it feel really different, really out of the normal, and that this is something else going on here, and make you question kind of, you know, how does the Ostium network run? Where do they get their food from? How does it all happen? Monica does mention as a reference with the food thing back to Covello, which is that little mini episode I did with Jake and Monica. And what's really interesting is I just randomly picked that town in kind of like, I, you know, picked about where Ostium is roughly on the map and then kind of moved in a northeast kind of direction and looked for a biggish town. And that's what the one I picked. And what's weird is ever since I've done that 3 years ago, whatever it's been, that name, even though I'd never heard it before, has just come up constantly in the news with, I mean, usually not good stuff. There were fires near there. There's been like people arrested, pot farms, all these different things. But it's just weird how now that I actually know where it is, all of a sudden I'm seeing it everywhere, like multiple times a year coming up in the news. And it's also because I'm reading more newspaper, maybe more of the local news. Maybe that's having an effect. But still, it's just weird. Anyway, weird side note there. And then as we get towards the end of the episode, that's when we hear the first big boom of what the hell was that? Monica's freaked out, as the listener should be too, of what is going on here. And this is something that again sets it totally separate from any connections you might have with the previous season. This is something totally new that we haven't had before. And then we end the episode with her finding this cemetery, which has never been mentioned before. I can remember writing it that it was a, you know, discovery as I was writing it, that this is where Monica ended up. And it's like, well, it's a cemetery. What does that mean? And then kind of exploring it through her character of what it meant. And what a big deal it was for her, because she had no clue it existed, and starting to wonder, is this something that has come into existence because this might be a different Ostium network, or could this be something that has happened in the last 10 years to develop, or is this somehow something that did exist before that they didn't tell her about, but she's pretty sure it's not that one because she would have known about it in some form. It had fun using the music where I had it just stop here and have her end the episode with just her voice, which I felt made it really poignant and strong. And then, of course, with her reading the names of the various people there and then spotting Steve's name and her own name on there on the gravestones, and intentionally using that same line that I'd used earlier for her talking about discovering the security guard Tanaka on the spaceship, and the I can't remember the exact line, but just I used a very descriptive line of what he looked like, a child's piece of clothing, something like that. And then I wanted to reuse it here just to show how strong of a line it was and how, you know, this had changed everything for her. So started the episode off with kind of familiar things where you think you kind of know where it's going, and then slowly start to move into new strange areas, giving you more questions. And then we hit you at the end with strange boom, cemetery place, and then her gravestone and her son's gravestone, and just to really kind of like set the tone of what this season's going to be, and it's going to be like nothing you've seen before. All right, what you got for the episode?
It was very much a mystery. Mm-hmm. Well, Ostium always is, but I mean, it was more like almost kind of like a noir. Like it was very, mm-hmm. very, very atmospheric. Mm-hmm. Very. The Ostium network seemed foggy, just because of what was going on.
Right.
So I did write down that when we heard the noise, it sounded like an explosion, mm-hmm. possibly. But Monica makes the comment that it's a blue sky. There's no hint of what made the noise. And I'm like, all right, well, that's kind of weird. Because the way she describes Gibraltar is it's not huge. If a building fell down, you'd
see something. Yeah, and you'd see the smoke and dust and stuff. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, so it's not a traditional thing making the noise.
Mm-hmm. Traditional in a sense, however, it can apply to Ostium.
correct. You had brought it up about when Monica was going through what we find out is the barracks,
mm-hmm.
And she finds the bunk for Private Tanaka.
And again, this is me very much as I always do, just letting the character kind of tell the story and be like, oh, she's going to this strange building. Wonder what's in here. And then discovering, oh crap, it's where these security guards were hanging out that came in and got her earlier. I'm just as shocked as she was at seeing that, because that's what came out on the page.
It's a good, as a fan, it's a good tie back. Mm-hmm. It's rounding out the Ostium network as an entity, mm-hmm. As an organization. It's gone from season one from a town that was mysterious to now it's like some shadowy figure or organization, yep. that's running something. And even Monica's character wasn't really fully aware of what was really going on.
Well, I call it network for a reason, which I'm just kind of realizing now that everything really appears to be interconnected to some level.
And all of the characters, well, the main characters that we deal with, like you were saying, Monica finds that she has a connection, mm-hmm. to the Ostium network, and over time more and more of that each character's connection is revealed. So that I like that the characters aren't static. It's like, here's the character and that's what they always are, and
right,
their connection to the town doesn't change. Jake's connection is changing all the time, in ways he's not prepared for usually,
but and I think partly of that thing. As they all learn more, they start to realize this. But it's also just, nothing is static, as you say. Everything is constantly in change, because time has a way of doing that when you mess with time.
So we did get some questions from Patreon.
Mm-hmm. On this episode or just?
Well, on the season. So okay. I'm trying to find where I can fit them in to make them make sense for the episode. And Pat did write in, and she had the same question about Jake, Dave, Steve, and Monica are all dead 10 years in the future, have this version of them, pretty much saying what I had said, that were they brought together here and now to try and find out what went wrong and stop it from happening. So I wasn't the only one that thought that. So there's a lot here about some of the other episodes, so I'm going to leave that there, but there's one more thing, and I know I've brought it up before, but I think it's funny, so I'm going to bring it up
again. Is this from Pat again, too?
This is also from Pat.
Thank you very much, Pat, for sending questions.
Why does Monica swear so much?
I don't know what you're talking
about. I brought up before about how Jake says something in the first season,
mm-hmm.
about his off-color language. And how he's not going to do it anymore.
I think he does it in the second episode.
That goes out the window.
So it was when I was creating the character for Monica and just started to write her voice. That's what kind of came out. That's the kind of person she is. And what's interesting is over the years, I've had many comments and reviews saying how much they hate it and how much they can't take that she swears so much. And then I've had plenty of other people say, oh, I love that she swears so much. It feels so real. I know lots of people like that that do that all the time. I also feel it's how Monica deals with stuff. She swears more when she's in tense situations, when she's got a lot of stress on her shoulders, you probably notice. And this is just something that comes out as I'm writing the character. It just fits in right. I will fully admit I have taken out some swear words as I've gone through successive drafts to make her swear a little less. But it feels right for the character, and it's how it's going to stay.
It does fit the character. When you think, especially thinking about Monica from season one through, mm-hmm. Season five, it fits. I don't know that I would be shocked to hear her go through an entire episode without swearing. but it would be odd if it went on, mm-hmm. For a couple episodes in a row and we didn't hear Monica swear once.
While I have taken some out, I've also gone through some sections being like, no, she really needs to swear at some point in this. I need to drop an F-bomb in here or put something in here, But I think as I'm reading over it and re-listening and stuff like that, it's definitely something I've noticed. At first it was, oh, this just feels right for the character. And now I realize I think it is a lot to do with her mood and kind of emotional level of as she gets more intense, stressed out and stuff, the swearing is a mechanism to help her.
That makes sense.
Yep.
I know people like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to save some of the other questions for later on when they come into those episodes.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.